Now things get a bit more complicated because you've got to ask, where did those formulae come from? In polar coordinates, you've always got x equals r cosine theta and y equals r sine theta every time. In this general change of variable situation, you sometimes have to figure out a complicated function on your own. In this elliptic example, I've chosen x equal to 2s cosine t and y equal to s sine t, which looks a lot like polar coordinates, but just a bit different in that the x-coordinate is stretched out by the factor 2. I've also changed the variables r and theta to s and t, which are close but different, because we don't want to confuse them. As we move on, I'll generally use s and t for generic coordinates.